got a dust pneumonia in my lungs. I got a dust pneumonia in my lungs. And I'm gonna sing ya, a dust pneumonia song.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
We've emerged from our time capsule, and it is Friday, the 22nd of May 1970. Only 45 singles released this week, usually in the high 60s. This issue number 330 of the new singles, weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, although we have got some 33 and a thirds this week. That was Bread, and that was the third attempt by Elektra Records to successfully get a hit with Dismal Day. But if memory serves me well, it was a dismal failure once again.
Yeah, was David Gates in that?
Yes, that was David Gates. That was the first album from the band Bread, released in 1969. And here we are in May 1970. In our heads we are, anyway. Wow. And we began with Mungo Jerry and Dust Pneumonia Blues, only available on the EP version of their Dawn Records release. 33 and a third RPM, the single was. And you only got that on that version. There was a Pi single released without that track on the B-side, because they had to release a 45 RPM version when they realised that nobody could play their record on jukeboxes and make a fortune from their smash, which we're going to play any moment. But you tell us more about Mungo Jerry, Les.
Yeah, Mungo Jerry, of course, as you said, we'll be playing the great single from that summer, which will be following shortly. They were formed in the early 70s, 1969, and Bobby's the frontman was Ray Dorsey. The group's name was inspired by the poem Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, which came from T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. So there's a useless thing for you. They had 9 successful singles in the UK, 2 number ones and 5 top 20s. So, you know, that's amazing. Their first performance was at the Hollywood Festival at Newcastle-under-Tyne on the 23rd of May.
Which was just one day after this single was released.
They played alongside Black Sabbath, Traffic, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and The Grateful Dead, which was actually their first performance in the UK, and Jose Feliciano. they're so well received on the first day that they were asked to play again on day two.
Momentous times, my friend.
Well,
and it was definitely in the summertime.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, da-da-da-da-da, yeah, we're happy, da-da-da, dee-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. Summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da 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 dee da da.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Was enough to fill my cup. Now I've offered all I have, but it ain't no way to live. Being taken by the ones who have the least amount to give. Singing hidey-ho, hidey-hi, gonna get me a piece of the sky. Gonna find me some of that old sweeter roll. Singing hidey. Oh, Once I met the devil, he was mighty slick. Tempted me with worldly goods, said I could have my pick. But he laid the paper on me, and he showed me where to sign. I said, thank you very kindly, but I'm in too great a need of mine. Singing high, ho, high, high, gonna get me a piece of the sky. Gonna find me some of that old sweet roll. Singing high, 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 ho.
Fantastic week's worth of singles we've got here. That was the Troggs on Page One Records and Lover. And in the middle, unbelievably, it was Billy Fury.
Oh, nice.
And Heidi High, which I think was a Blood, Sweat and Tears tune.
Yeah.
That was on Parlophone Records. And prior to that, of course, it was Jerry Mungo. Now, I'm not making a mistake there. That is how they've listed it. Because no one had heard of Mungo Jerry when this new singles list was printed, and this is how they printed it, Jerry Mungo / Mighty Joe. But Mighty Joe was one of the tracks on the three-track single. So, my, how things change when you become famous.
I mean, that's interesting that the single came out on the Friday.
Yep.
Right, 22nd.
Yep.
They performed in the... alongside them other guys I mentioned previously on the Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
They straight in the chart at number 13 the following week. And then the week after, they were number one. It's just incredible, really.
And
In fact, it happened so quickly, Ray Dorsett had to ask his boss for time off so they could appear on Top of the Pops.
And I suppose a week or two later, he told his boss what to do with his job. So it is such a fantastic week this week. We've got 10 years after now. And this kind of links in with the Mungo Jerry tune in that it was a 33 and a third RPM single. DRAM Records, DM299. And shortly after that, it had to be released also on DM31i with the A side, both sides at 45 RPM. Otherwise, there was no way it could be played in jukeboxes. Although some mischievous characters apparently did, pub owner or the club owner didn't realise what he'd put it into his jukebox with the original version of the single. The A side was 45 RPM, and when mischievous people decided to play the extended B side, of course it played like Mickey Mouse on the jukebox. This is the short version of 10 Years After, Love Like a Man.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
There is a longer, Just close your eyes and kiss me. You've got to try.
We began with 10 Years After and Love Like a Man. I played the short version, not because I dislike the long version, but because we've got an awful lot of fantastic tunes to get through in the next hour and 30 minutes. And that was Nirvana, The World Is Cold Without You, not on the Island record label, as was most of their material, their initial material.
The big hit for them, of course, was Rainbow Chaser.
Well, do you think it was a hit?
Yeah, I thought it was a great song.
It was a turntable, more of a turntable. It should have. I think it might have been a hit in the charts in parts of Europe.
Yeah.
But I bet in the UK...
Yeah, Rainbow Chaser, I remember very well. I thought it was played all the time.
It was.
Because it was such a big thing at the time, because that was like psychedelia with that extreme phasing in it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Travelling on a Cloud. I loved... I still do.
Yeah. Incidentally... They took the current band Nirvana, or the one that they took them to co-op for using their name, and that which was successful apparently. They sued them. British band won some damages.
Oh, the British band won. Good. Yes. As long as the Brits win.
Yeah, no.
Pat Campbell Lyons and Alex Spiropoulos were the names of the band members, and they weren't very happy when Chris Blackwell dropped them from the Island record label. So, as thanks to Chris Blackwell, on the B-side of the Pie single, they put a song called Christopher Lucifer on it. And also, following this B-side from Nirvana, we're going to hear the Bob Seger System. Now, can you believe, Les, that Bob Seger was around in 1970?
Oh, no, unbelievable.
Because it wouldn't be till, 78, 80 when Bob Seger would begin to have hits. So, and Bob Seger's single on Capitol Records, fortuitously or coincidentally or serendipitously, is called Lucifer. This is Nirvana with their... Christopher Lucifer, tribute to Chris Blackwell, head of Island Records.
It's a long, long, long time ago since we got together. We'll
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well. Yeah!
two tunes with the word Lucifer in them, released in the same week, the 22nd of May 1970, when 45 new singles were released. It's the Bob Seger System we were listening to there on Capitol. On the 26th of June, the next single got into the charts, but on RNI, Radio North Sea International, it seemed to take them ages. It seemed to take weeks before they were finally playing this massive summer hit on the offshore radio station. It is Free and All Right Now we're going to play next of all. And there's been so many mixes of it available over the years that it's difficult to track down the original single. So the only thing to do is to play the actual single. And here it is on the turntable now, Island Records.
Not a band that played Peterborough.
Peterborough?
Yeah, Free. Yeah, I remember seeing them down the spinning wheel.
WIP 6082 is the catalogue number. Les. And by the way, this is me, Chris B, and he is Les N. We are the well-known firm of solicitors, Bent and that well-known firm of solicitors, Bent and Newman. Let us rock.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her foot. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Mama say, stay a little bit longer.
Weeks go by, we seem to be playing every Delano Stewart tune ever released. Stay a little bit longer on High Note Records. Prior to that, it was Crabby Appleton on Electra and Go Back. And we have gone back. A DJ cliche, we've gone back in time to the 22nd of May 1970, when 45 singles were released. And we began, of course, with Free and All Right Now on Island. One of the few singles I rushed out and paid full price for. Big Yellow Taxi's on the A-side, and we're going to play Big Yellow Taxi in the next hour, and another version by another lady. Who was very brave, or a label were very foolish to try to compete against Joni's version of Big Yellow Taxi. But let us listen to Joni Mitchell's version of Woodstock, which, when I was but 15 years old when the single was released, I just couldn't understand. It was such a...
It's quite amazing, because we played this the other week.
We did.
And I was quite amazed with it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's well worth another listen.
It is. So there was me, 15 years old, turn the single over, and wow, we've got to turn both of us down because it's very quiet, and it could be a little bit scratchy. I did look after my singles. It's probably just dust that's gathered on it, like on my good self.
To the guy. how soft and beautiful your skin could be if you gave it the once-over, all-over, every day with Thompson's Tiger Tongue Toiletry Paper. Are you the woman you want to be? Start today. Correct nature's ugly mistakes. Simply smooth away your cares and wrinkles with Thompson's Tiger Tongue Toiletry Paper. It's tough at the top, but it's smooth on the bottom.
Chris B.
Radio Seagull.
The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B. Where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.